is 7 after that. That's Jewel, isn't it, Kenny? That is. That's not Jewel?
I think so.
No, Michael says not Jewel. So who is that, Michael? Sounds like Jewel. Carolyn Don Johnson. I remember her. She is related to Don Johnson, right? She's a Carolyn sort. It's 7 past. I said that. Monday is gone. Tuesday's gone. Wednesday's gone. Thursday is upon us, the 12th of June. And here we are talking about something new. Did you realize that there were leaks at the NSA?
What?
No. Good Lord. I'm shocked.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Oh, well, let's have to do a little delving into this. House of Representatives, lawmakers calling for a review of the Patriot Act. That's part of this. Senate hearing yesterday on the other side of the aisle, or the other side of town. General Keith Alexander, director of the National Security Agency, said the surveillance program has helped prevent dozens of terrorist attacks. Okay. Let's see if we can find an example of one. He didn't elaborate. Oh. He did cite, however, because they were classified, he couldn't talk about. Why? If they're all over, why are they classified? It's another area we need to be asking questions as to why. Why? Can we not know? We're not children here. Let's find out what the story is. Why are they classified if they took place in 2010? All right, so let's see here. Edward Snowden, the whistleblower, who has given the South China Morning Post details. This is pretty interesting stuff, actually. I saw this article. Did you read through it, Kenny? The let's see here. I'm going to give you a quick backgrounder. He told a Post reporter, "I am neither traitor nor hero. I am an American." And so he revealed a lot of the information. What did you get out of reading that article?
I got very suspicious about what he has done so far. He was with the NSA in Hawaii for like 3 months and then vanished and popped up in Hong Kong where he released all this information. And first it was information about the U.S. spying on its own citizens, and now he's talking to China about what we're doing in other countries. It just seems like, I don't know if he's alone, but it just seems like maybe he's working for someone else.
Mm-hmm. So he's gone rogue. Is that the basic suggestion here?
I don't know if he's gone rogue. I just feel like when this all broke, I felt like lots of people were asking if he was a hero or a traitor, and I felt like he was somewhere in the middle. And after this latest revelation that he's giving the Chinese information about what the NSA is doing, I just feel like that needle's moving closer to traitor.
Okay. Well, and I think there's something to be said for that. I've extolled the value and virtue of him letting this information become public because I think we need not to have this sort of thing going on. But on the other side of the coin, as you've suggested, it is inappropriate, and I suppose that's as nice a way as we can put it, for him to be talking to anybody else about what's going on. He can do it if he wants to, at whatever penalty may befall him. But under the circumstances, I think that we don't need to be collaborating with the Chinese on stuff like this. No one does. So our poll yesterday, do you think Snowden is a hero or a traitor, at DougStephan.com, 40% of you said he's somewhere in the middle. I think that's what we said we were yesterday, although I didn't say that. I thought I fell more on not that he was a hero. I think I did say he was a hero, though, the first day I read through this. And all of this is subject to information that continues to come out that you may want to think about as well. 888-302-3684, as far as the rest of the poll is concerned, 31% of you said he was an American hero. 16% of you who responded to the poll at DougStephan.com said he's a traitor and he ought to go to prison. 13% said, who's Edward Snowden? So how did that, our poll on our website, compare to the activity that we had on our social media, whether it be Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day Show?
Lots of comments all over the map. Tom says that Edward Snowden committed acts of treason. But Alex says Edward Snowden is a genuine hero.
Mm-hmm.
Ian says, if Snowden had fled to a country that didn't consider cyber espionage a key part of their national security, he'd be more credible.
Right. Instead of, right, not going to China. If he went to Mumbai, for example, that'd give him some more credibility. The surveillance programs now that we know more about, crucial in enabling the government to thwart dozens of terrorist attacks. Let me underscore that again. Keith Alexander, the Army General, talking about the terror flight, the terror fight. And again, not coming up with lots of specifics. The director was questioned at length by senators seeking information on exactly how much data the NSA gathers through programs to collect millions of phone records, keep tabs on internet activity, as well as legal backing for these activities. House Speaker Boehner said the programs are constitutional and important to the security of the American people. Does that make you feel better or not? And the FBI is looking at a lot of this stuff, and they're trying to come down on... They're trying to get, but put some bracket around this, to some sort of control on it. Senator Rand Paul said he planned today to announce legal action against government surveillance and the National Security Agency's overreach of power. Let's see, what else did he say? He would ask all the internet providers and all of the phone companies and their customers to join a class action lawsuit against surveillance techniques that he called an extraordinary invasion of privacy. I'm not sure that it's interesting. The American people in polls have found that the people in our country seem troubled by the intrusion, but willing to give the government even more leeway in an effort to fight terrorism. Interesting. Because, again, there's no proof anywhere they can say that it's led to, you know, to some sort of capture of somebody who, or thwarting of some plans. But why can't, we're not children, why can't we have the proof? Why is it classified information? Anybody got thoughts on that? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com. As the NSA takes a hold again of some of our attention, but I'm not going to give it the whole hour because there's a lot of conversation about immigration that we need to get to as well. Today, no different than any other in this hour of the Good Day program, Ken Kessler has monitored a lot of news talk radio programs for issues, and that's what we present to you as sort of a wake-up call to the day. At 15 after, this is Doug Stephan's Good Day program for Thursday.
Hey, new kid. You need to know something about me. I love Honeywell products. No matter what the job, they've got safety covered. Grainger is where we get it. With names you know and trust. UVEX safety glasses, Howard light hearing protection, North respiratory, Miller Fall systems. Love them. Honeywell. Recommended for safety. Trusted by me. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's everyone's favorite meat game. Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Whoa. Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Yeah. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on...
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Hey, this is Walt Clyde Frazier with a message for every man listening right now. Are you making more bathroom trips than you used to? Are you waking up at night to go? If you said yes, I want you to take down a phone number. Because for a limited time, you can try free bottles of Super Beta Prostate. You heard right. You can try the most trusted supplement for prostate health free. Super Beta Prostate is my number one pick for men over 40 because it has ingredients shown to reduce bathroom trips and reduce waking at night to go. I like it because it's all natural and it works. If I didn't believe in Super Beta, I wouldn't be here telling you about it. Take it from Clyde. You have got to make this call.
Call for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. For details, just call 1-800-464-3419. Hurry. This free offer's for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-464-3419. That's 1-800-464-3419. Call 1-800-464-3419.
Don't let this be just another average Father's Day. Now through Sunday, Guitar Center celebrates Dad during our Not Your Average Father's Day sale. With over 100 special deals throughout the store, like mic or speaker stands, your choice, buy one, get one free. An Epiphone Dreadnought acoustic guitar for just $89. AKG stereo headphones for just $19. Or a 5-piece electronic drum kit for only $299. Guitar Center's Not Your Average Father's Day sale ends Sunday. Because Dad is much better than average.
This Father's Day, Nook makes it easy to find the perfect gift for Dad. The all-new Nook HD Plus tablet, just $149. This week only, save $120. Nook HD Plus is everything Dad wants in a tablet. Ultralight with a 9-inch display, perfect for books, magazines, movies, and TV shows. And now with over 700,000 Android apps and games. Hurry to Barnes & Noble for the best gift for Dad. Nook HD Plus, just $149. An incredible savings of $120. This week only. Android is a trademark of Google, Inc.
The Deck Stephan Good Day program, the focus on the NSA leaks. Here's Brooke Baldwin and Jake Tapper, here are, that's the correct English, talking about this information that's been released by Snowden in the last day or two.
The NSA leaker told the South China Morning Post that the U.S. has been hacking Chinese and Hong Kong computers since 09. Again, the paper says it viewed documents supporting the claim, which the paper was not able to verify. So two things. One, this says to me that Edward Snowden is continuing to leak. This is another bomb.
Oh, right. No, he will continue to share information. And Glenn Greenwald told me a few days ago that there are more stories to come. It's not a huge surprise that the U.S. military is engaged in offensive cyber attacks. We've been told by generals and others last fall, I believe, that the U.S. was engaged in offensive capabilities when it came to going after adversaries in Afghanistan. We also, of course, know about the Stuxnet virus, which is cyber warfare against the Iranian nuclear program. And then earlier this year, the head of Cyber Command also allowed and told lawmakers that the U.S. was using cyber warfare not just to protect the U.S. from cyber attacks, but also offensively. We did not know specifically, of course, what Snowden is alleging, which we have not confirmed to be true, that there have been U.S. Cyber attacks on China and Hong Kong, but that would not be a huge surprise given what has already been admitted.
And you know as well as I do, this comes not even a week, you know, a matter of days since President Obama met with the president of China, what was it, in California on Friday evening, specifically talking about China's cyber surveilling of the United States.
Right. And when I asked Glenn Greenwald about the timing of this all, did they start leaking all this information timed to President Obama meeting with Chinese Premier Xi and Xi? And what Glenn Greenwald said was no, the specific timing of the leak starting to come out had nothing to do with this summit between President Obama and President Xi. But the one document that was released, I believe, Friday, which had to do with President Obama, a top secret document telling the intelligence and national security apparatus to prepare cyber targets for cyber warfare. That document, Greenwald said, they did release to be timed specifically with President Obama meeting with President Xi.
Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Was a big song during this week in 1983 from Men at Work. A lot of people think that all the attention to the NSA here is overkill. Let's get some of your comments, because I don't want to spend the whole hour on this, but some of you who have important things to say and want to be heard, help yourself. 888-302. Too many numbers, not enough time. 888-302-3684. Let's see here. Gary in Virginia thinks Congress owes us some answers on how this program was allowed to proceed to the point where it is in the first place.
I think they should go ahead and investigate it, and really I think so much as the congressional response, there should be a larger citizen response. The thing about privacy is it's defined in this country, at least, by what person has as a reasonable expectation. And when you see people saying things like, well, I assumed that they were already doing this kind of thing, like I've started to see stuff like that on Twitter and this kind of thing, you realize that that law, the reasonable expectation, is going to be judged by people's reaction to it. Now, I don't think the people that signed up for Facebook, that signed up for Verizon, that signed up for Google products had any expectation that the NSA would be looking at their stuff. So there's kind of two issues here. There's one in that the response, the reasonable expectation of privacy, and how is that going to affect the citizens of the country. And then there's the question of, is this even legal, you know, with the FISA court and all that stuff. But I would stress, Congress has a responsibility outside of their own job to protect the country to protect its citizens. And in that regard, I think they failed the citizens in protecting their privacy.
888-302-3684. Let's tune in to Josh in North Carolina with a focus on politicians like Senator Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham was talking about the war on terror, and we are at war, and he kept using the word war and the phrase war on terror. And it's somewhat hypocritical, because the definition of war, the way he was using it, was in a political sense and honestly a perpetual sense, instead of a very specific interstate war concept from, say, international relations. That gives the government a lot of liberty to do things in the name of national security. So with the NSA's monitoring of phone calls, making a database of phone calls for the Justice Department or for the administration to look at when it deems necessary, I find it peculiar that Senator Graham is in favor of that, but he's not in favor of a national gun registry. that would, in fact, do the same thing as this. And I'm not saying I'm in favor of a national gun registry. I'm just trying to point out the intellectual hypocrisy here in this situation.
Intellectual dishonesty, yes. George, in Michigan, the Patriot Act.
I have been very concerned since the day they passed the Patriot Act. As far as I know, only two people voted against it, and that was Joe Biden and Ron Paul. And they were asked why they voted against it. They said because they read it. And if you take a look at that bill, it goes right back to what Benjamin Franklin once said. Anybody who will sacrifice their liberties and freedoms for safety deserve neither.
Yep, you're right, sir. You got it. Knock on wood, more people will come up with that conclusion. And meanwhile, the fires in the Midwest and immigration up next here on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Plenty of homeowners have figured out a quick way to make a buck. Rent out a room or your entire apartment to out-of-towners, whether they're short-term travelers or in town for an event. But here's the catch. What they're doing may not be legal. Last month, a New York judge ruled that a man who used Airbnb broke the law. And what was his crime? Renting out his apartment for less than 30 days. There's actually a law on the books in New York making that illegal. It was intended to protect against landlords running illegal sublets. But it also means taxes for the city and the state. And services like Airbnb or VRBO don't necessarily follow those rules. And it's not just New York where you have to worry. San Francisco has a similar law on the books that prevents short-term rentals in buildings with four or more units. So it's up to you to know the law. And before you list your home on a vacation rental city, look into your local city and state legislation. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
It's everyone's favorite meat game. Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Whoa. Ken, you can keep the steak. Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Swap it.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You won delicious pork and great value on
swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
No, if people find out we've got extra money...
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
The Hotels.com 4th of July sale. Now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Important stories today. The best, I don't say it's the best news because it's good news. It isn't necessarily good. The best isn't always good, and oftentimes it doesn't have any connection at all, the best news to the good news. This is not good news. About a fifth of the country under a threat again today of severe storms. Forecasters say this derecho. Remember what happened last year, I forget what time of the year. I just remember us talking about it, Michael. You remember when it was that powerful wind pattern?
No, I don't.
But you remember having it. It was, I think it was in the fall. But anyway, according to the National Weather Service, I'm looking at an overview now on my computer. Looks like there's a risk of severe weather hitting as many as 64 million people in 10 states: Chicago, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, Columbus. Pretty much the same cities as yesterday: Detroit, Baltimore, Washington, Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, Louisville. Storm system is the product of a lot of hot air streaming up from the south, atmospheric churning over Minnesota, cold air coming down from Canada. Forecasters say it was tricky to predict whether it would produce a derecho or not, which could cause damage similar to a tornado, but it moves in a straight line. The Spanish term derecho means straight or direct. It was June. Here it is. I just found it last June where the problem. So it was about a year ago at this time, Michael. 13 deaths, $1 billion in damage from the derecho last year. There are wildfires in Colorado that seem to be capturing a lot of people's attention. Gee, look at this. Forced the evacuation of thousands of people yesterday, hundreds of prison inmates. The blazes scorched wide areas of wooded residential land near Colorado Springs. Let's see, the largest blaze is the Black Forest Fire in El Paso County. It had grown between 7,500 and 8,000 acres, damaged or destroyed 40 to 60 structures. More than 900 prisoners transported overnight from the Colorado Territorial Correctional Facility, which has a lot of inmates there with medical needs, to other prisons just in case. So that's the situation there with the wildfires and the wild weather. Speaking of things that are wild, the conversation about immigration reform has gotten kind of wild as this bill is moving through, the bill from the Gang of Eight. Here is radio host Simon Conway talking to Congressman Steve King of Iowa about what King is planning to do to show how much he dislikes this bill that's moving through Congress.
Immigration is now on the floor of the Senate, and your leader in the House, John Boehner, says he sees a bill on the president's desk by the end of the year. You're not happy about it, and you're threatening to do something, which is to force a special conference for the House GOP, something that's usually used for an unscheduled leadership election. So first of all, let's put that to bed. You're not going for the Speaker's chair, are you?
I am not, and I have no thoughts of doing that. In fact, it's not something I would want to do.
Okay.
And so what I'm really planning on doing is just nicely and politely requesting that we have a good family discussion inside of closed doors so that we can determine where people are on this issue, and some of us can offer some ideas that haven't had a forum and likely will not get one until such time as it's too late. This thing has been wired from the beginning to be stampeded through Congress, and we've got to stop the stampede and get people back and have them stop and take a look and listen.
Mm-hmm. Now, you require 50 signatures to get this done, right?
Yeah, that's technically 47, but that's a good round number.
Okay, and do you have 47?
I'd say that and cushion, and a significant cushion besides.
Okay, so when are you going to actually do this then?
Well, I'm not sure yet. I'm still in negotiations. I wanted to do the conference tomorrow. I asked the conference chair this morning. I just said I don't want to have to ruffle any feathers. I just think we should have this discussion, so let's do it on Thursday. And I don't want to turn in their request and then have them pick a time when to kind of call a conference when everybody's going to the airport to fly home for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to time this so we can get people's attention. And I'm not sure when I'm still in the negotiating stage, but I don't know how much longer that will last.
Okay, because you can actually just force this, right? If you chose to.
And as I said, it's a nice card to have in your hand, but not one that you want to play. And, you know, if I didn't have the card in my hand, the negotiations would be significantly different.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to think that having this immigration discussion after the 4th of July is a good idea. Let's have one after the 4th of July, too, but we need one soon. The Senate debates as we speak, and they voted, what was it, 82-15 to proceed on it yesterday. And so that tells me that there's a lot of momentum in the Senate. And the Senate has an amnesty bill on the floor right now.
Yeah, terrific. 888-302-3684. We'll take some calls with your thoughts on what Congress is doing. Are they pushing this too fast? Here's host Jimmy Barrett talking to Bob Dane, who runs the Federation for Immigration Reform. He's in charge of their PR, former radio guy. Dane says the bill is that's being considered is about amnesty and not reform.
So what do you think, Bob? Are they going to take it up, or are they just going to kind of drop it like a hot potato?
No, it's being taken up. The Senate amnesty bill now out of the Judiciary Committee and continues its journey onto the Senate floor. And we will see debate on the Senate amnesty bill. And make no mistake, it is not immigration reform. It reforms nothing. It fixes nothing. Actually weakens existing enforcement. I think as we're just in the past few weeks or two, we're seeing support on the bill dwindling a little bit. We're seeing life in the Republicans, both in the Senate and on the receiving end in the House. I think the Republicans see a split happening in their own party over this immigration
bill.
They're not happy about the rush process, and it has been. And I think they're beginning to connect the dots that this is probably not in their party's best interest, and more importantly, let alone the public's best interest.
Bob, I don't mean to quibble on definition here, but when you get right down to it, isn't really amnesty when there's strings attached and fees attached, is it?
An amnesty is that which forgives a law breaking. There are very few hurdles that an illegal alien has to go through. Look, there's the myth that they're going to have to pay back taxes, for example. That's just not true. The illegal alien, when they're applying for amnesty under this bill, would only be liable for the taxes at the time that they apply. Can you imagine our United States government, a bureaucracy that is already maxed out, trying to ferret out who owes what taxes times 12 million? It puts a staggering burden on an already maxed out bureaucracy, and that's just one audacious provision of the bill.
It is basically a 13-year path to citizenship, correct?
By the time we get through the Senate, they're quibbling on a lot of small points. The one thing that is not going to be up for debate is amnesty. What they will discuss is the path to citizenship. Will it be 10 years? Will it be 13 years? Are we going to have 80% operational control of the borders, or are we going to have 100% operational control of the borders? So they're going to be detailing out through the debate and amendment process over the next 3 weeks what's in the bill. But amnesty, arguably the fundamental most important part of the bill is the sacred cow, and both Republicans and Democrats won't touch that. Now, you know, does this thing really stand much of a chance in the Senate? I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I think it's very numerically challenging. The Democrats have 54 members. Then you've got four Republicans on the gang of eight, so now you're at 58. You only need 60 votes to overcome a filibuster. It's going to be a very close vote.
888-302-3684. Let's listen to Mitch Henk talking to Dan Howard from Heritage Action about this reform bill from a different point of view.
The word amnesty itself, Karl Rove is now saying don't use that word, correct?
Yeah, Karl Rove doesn't like that word because he knows that the word and the action itself is unpopular with the American people, and he desperately wants to see this Gang of Eight bill passed and signed into law.
Well, let's get into the brass tacks on this, Dan. The opposite of amnesty is arrest and deport. Is that not correct?
So the what amnesty conveys is that you are forgiving people for their crime, right?
Yeah.
So people came to this country illegally, and the way the Gang of Eight bill sets this up is that, you know, within 180 days, these folks will have legal status in the United States. They will be able to live here legally. They will be able to work here legally. And what you have to ask yourself is that really fair? So they will be in the country legally. They will have at least 6 years, and let's be honest, nobody's going to take that status away from them once they get legal status. So they'll be here. The 4 million people who are outside the United States waiting legally to come in will be bumped to the back of the line for all intents and purposes because they will not be allowed to be here legally and working. And then you have the folks who, you know, have come here legally or working legally, but their visas are going to run out and they're going to have to go back home. And most of them will, or a lot of them will, but the folks who came here legally will be allowed to stay. So what we mean by amnesty is that you're giving these people, you know, a reward for acting illegally, and that's exactly what the Gang of Eight bill does.
Well, we did give them that reward for about 50 years because we did nothing for, you know, decades. So now we want to enforce the law and arrest and deport after 50 years, is my question, which means that if you are the parents or grandparents of grown children, you go back because they are legal. They were born here, so they are not going to be sent back. We're going to send back grandma and grandpa because we did nothing for 50 years. So is that the position of the senator from Mississippi and those who oppose reform?
So I think you're putting forth a false choice, and I think what certainly Heritage Action is saying is, look, we have a serious immigration problem in our country. One, we have a lot of illegal immigration that needs to be addressed, but we also need to fix the legal immigration.
How, what do you mean addressed? You mean arrest and deport, right?
Well, hold on a second. I think you need to work through this in a systematic way.
Okay.
You have a legal immigration process that's completely broken. We need to fix that. We need to fix the border. And you can't figure out what to do with the folks who are here illegally without having the legal immigration system working properly and internal enforcement and border security working properly. You can't have a rational conversation what to do with people who are here illegally. You can't have that rational conversation when you have everything else that's broken the entire system. And that's what the Gang of Eight bill does. And that's what everybody else who has ever talked about comprehensive immigration reform does wrong. They say, well, we're going to address it all at once, and you can't do it the right way without having the other two pieces fixed.
I think you make sense, Kenny. What do you think? Sounds like
that
explanation. As it went through, I found out that I was learning some things listening to him that I didn't know before. It's also interesting to look at the Senate sort of counterweight, the debate on this focus on Senator Marco Rubio, who is, I think, now not so much in favor of this bill. Is that because of political pressure? From his groups, I'm interested because a lot of people think that Senator Menendez, who is a Cuban-American, is from New Jersey, may be the counterbalance here. Menendez's concern is that the bill could become so tough that it guts its centerpiece, the path to citizenship for all these undocumented immigrants. And that doesn't seem to be the problem that Rubio has with it. He doesn't think it does enough to bolster security on the border, which is you know, big in the corner of the party that he's in. So it's interesting to see the influence, the Hispanic influence, is very strong in our country, and we know that. 888-302-3684. All right, let's talk with some of you about this in a matter of moments here on the Good Day program.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
Don't let this be just another average Father's Day. Now through Sunday, Guitar Center celebrates Dad during our Not Your Average Father's Day sale with over 100 special deals throughout the store. Like mic or speaker stands, your choice. Buy one, get one free. An Epiphone Dreadnought acoustic guitar for just $89. AKG stereo headphones for just $19. Or a 5-piece electronic drum kit for only $299. Guitar Center's Not Your Average Father's Day sale ends Sunday because Dad is much better than average.
Kids, listen up. I think Mom can read our minds.
Okay, how do you know?
She got me exactly what I wanted for Father's Day. That's how I know. A pair of Adidas and a sweet Timex watch.
Maybe she just went to Kohl's.
Yeah, or maybe she can scan our brainwaves.
I wonder if she knows about the time you gave us ice cream. For breakfast.
Don't even think it!
This Father's Day, come to Kohl's. It's the only place that has the gifts he really wants, plus the savings on top of savings that you really love. Kohl's Celebrate Dad Weekend Sale is this Friday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
So, kids, how was your day? Polo shirt, how about you?
My name's Brian.
Oh, Tessie. Golf bag? Do you upset your little brother?
Stop calling me golf bag!
Honey, you have to stop calling them by the Father's Day present you want from Kmart.
You're right, I'll stop. Sorry, Grill.
You did not just call me Grill.
Jill, I meant Jill.
Kmart has everything you need for a great Father's Day, including surprise points for members. Check shopyourway.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Must be a member before 5:30. Points expire 6:15 and vary by status and other factors.
This morning, I exercised, showered, ate breakfast, and walked two dogs, all before work. It's been a typical day for me. That's why I wear Hanes X-Temp t-shirts, socks, and underwear, because X-Temp has moisture-wicking and cooling properties that adapt to my body's temperature and activity level to keep me dry and comfortable all day long. And now, Walmart has Hanes X-Temp tees and Boxer Brief 3+1 bonus packs for just $12.96. So bring a little comfort to your crazy day with Hanes X-Temp. Save money, live better. Walmart.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next stay, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen in this hour of the Good Day program. So our social media, how's it handling the immigration bills?
On our Twitter page, Eric says, the immigration bill will destroy the USA as we know it. Congratulations, Marco Rubio.
I think that the Kate. Bill, if I may say so, is... I think the United States has been killed as we knew it since like the 1960s or 70s. So, who else said what?
Kate says we just can't afford the immigration bill.
Mm-hmm. All right, more with the callers coming up here on this issue.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef. Last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with our focus on immigration. Let's take some calls on this and see if we can get to the bottom of a lot of people's thoughts. Dennis, listening to WJOL in Joliet, Illinois, you can be first. Go ahead, Dennis. You're on the air live on the Good Day program.
Yes, I think that part of the immigration bill ought to be some military service for these 11 million. Are they going to fight for this country if we need them?
You know, that's a good question. A lot of people who have been on a track to become legal have gone into the service as illegals. I don't know what the stats are. Kenny, you may know more than I do, but I know that some, as a matter of fact, I remember lauding, praising a father and son who did this. And I remember there was a controversy because after they had done it, they still couldn't become legal citizens of the country. And I think if you put on a uniform and serve the country, that ought to be a way to get you, whether it's fast-tracked or not, I guess needs to be determined. But if you are willing to put your life on the line for this country, man, you ought to be considered, I think, at least to move up in the line anyway, because a lot of people have done it. Do you know anybody who's used that method or who has gone into the service that wasn't legal, Dennis?
No.
No. All right, but you make a good point. 888-302-3684. Renee in Texas with a focus on Congress and the word illegal.
I think I'd like to give all of my congressional representatives, and I use the term representative loosely, a dictionary definition of what is the term illegal. I don't understand why we have all this mumbo-jumbo over this immigration policy. I just think common sense says illegal is defined as someone who's not here legally, period. And that we need to all get together and decide. Let's take a national vote and decide what to do, because our representatives are not representing us, the American people, who foot the bills.
That is correct, man. They, you, us, we're the ones who pay. We pay, and we pay again because we don't have the kind of representative government that most of us think ought to be there. Here's Greg listening to the Good Day program in California.
It is laughable on the face of it that we are told by elites in the politics and the talking heads and various representatives of interest groups that we cannot locate or deport the 13 million illegals in this country, nor can we secure an 1,800-mile border. Yet at the same moment, we can listen and monitor every phone call and every email that is ever made in the United States. If we have the technology to do that, I think we can secure an 1,800-mile border. And secondly, the last point I would make is that those individuals, Republicans and Democrats in the Senate, the president and his wife, the heads of the Chamber of Commerce, of the SEIU, of La Raza, the talking heads on the editorial boards of the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, none of them and none of their children will ever be in competition with illegal aliens. They live in gated communities. The only time they will ever come in contact with an illegal immigrant is when they hire one as a nanny. It is minimum wage American citizens who are in contact and in competition with these folks whose wages are depressed. And it is those minimum wage Americans who should be making policy on immigration, not these out of touch elites in Washington or New York.
All right, let's try while we're thinking about that. Don and Kathy, listening to WAYY in Eau Claire. Let's listen to you.
Most of the people that I talk to do not want this immigration bill. For one thing, it is just too expensive. They're talking about appropriating $100 million. This would be in the fiscal year of 2014 just to start this bill. And we're broke. Where are we going to get the money? Another thing is, what does this do for the American people? You got big business, which this serves, the illegals, which this serves, and maybe some unions. I mean, the only thing that this is going to do for us is, you know, we're actually paying for this. Our tax dollars are actually paying for this bill. We're not going to get anything out of it. The American workers aren't getting anything out of this bill.
Well, what'd you expect, madam? Here's Joan in Maryland. She seems to like the bill.
This actually makes me very happy that this legislation seems to be moving forward. I still have some degree of skepticism. I myself am an immigrant, and I went through the naturalization process in 2008. And I hope that, and I know for a fact that there are a lot of people out there who work very hard and they contribute to society. And they're in the shadows, but they want to become legal and they want to make a difference. And, you know, they work just like you and I do.
All right. Pretty good round of callers and information, knowledge about your thoughts, which is the idea here. Get people stimulated to think about.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.